Then, suddenly, the ground around them began to shake. All the plates and dishes and stuff in the restaurant began to shake, rattle, and roll. All the ponies began to flee in hysteria as a portal to another dimension opened up. And out stepped a pony, the silver thought he would never see again. It can't be, he cried, clenching his hoofs with rage. It's impossible, literally impossible. The spell I cast should have made it so you can never return here. The pony smiled. Oh, that, she said. That little spell of yours was easy enough to break. Fool's play, actually. She trotted casually forward and booped herself. When all the other ponies saw who she was, they all screamed and ran out the restaurant. You should have realized, Silver, you can't shim-sham the glim-glam. Starlight Glimmer booped forth, booping Silver with a mighty boop that would have shattered the soul of a lesser pony. Twilight cried out in terror as her beloved Silver was thrown back through the restaurant, knocking over tables and stuff so that there was a terrible mess on the floor that some pony would probably have to clean up later. A second later, he hit the wall, and it became apparent that no pony would have to clean up the mess after all. Not now, not ever, for Silver hit the wall with such force that a shock wave radiated out, destroying the entire restaurant. Most ponies would have been killed, shattered into thousands of pony pieces, but Silver Star was made of sterner stuff. He was on his hoofs in an instant, staring across the rubble-strewn wasteland that was once the most fashionable restaurant in Ponyville. Heh, not bad, he said, pushing up his rad sunglasses. I might have used 1/10 of my power to take you out, and this time you're going to stay down. Komono! Shukaki! In a flash, his Sanpakuto sprang forth from nothingness, wielded probably with magic or something, as horses do not have opposable digits. It's dumb to arm one with a sword in the first place. Glim Glam laughed evilly and summoned her own blade. Enough talk. Let's kung fu fight. She charged, racing up into mid-air in a flash of magic power. Inkiye ba kusu de uva retu iru, she cried, and her tetsugaya burst forth into 1,000 glimmer legs, each one booping the boop of 1,000 boops. Undeterred, Silver charged to meet her midair, dodging the boops with lightning speed, so that to Twilight everything looked like a purple and silver blur. One of the glimmer's boops connected with Silver's komono shukaki. Uchuku chuchu no kase, cried Silver, and a burst of magical energy exploded from the blade, sending them both flying back. They both landed on their hoofs and slid backwards until grinding to a stop in a cloud of dust, facing each other. Not bad, not bad, Silver said again. I can see you had some tricks up your horse sleeves that I didn't know about, but let's see how your power holds up against my super-secret attack. He leapt into the air, summoning forth the mighty power of his ancestors, who were all also super-powerful genius scientists, ninjas, and also grand mages, channeling their inner hatred for the eternal glimmer nigger into his blade. He called forth the name of his lethal final attack, Silver Star Anti-Glimmer Nigger Ninja School Finishing Move, Watashi no kau ubenki ni tetsukate kudasai. A burst of cold blue fire exploded from the center of the blade. Lightning crackled all around Silver as he summoned his power, then sent it forth in a single, terrible wave of destruction that none could possibly stand against. He had somehow hoped that Twilight wasn't standing around watching the fight somewhere within the blast radius, because it occurred to him that it would totally suck if she got vaporized before he even got to play with her no-nos. The mighty blast shakes the heavens and earths for what feels like eternity, bathing everything in a blinding blue-white light of pure destruction. As it subsides, Silver stands on all four hoofs, breathing heavily, peering into the impenetrable cloud of swirling dust that swirls around him in the wake of the destruction.